The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're ready for today's show. I'm ready for today's show. I'm excited. I'm fired up and everything else. And, oh, my goodness, I had the most unbelievable, since last week's show, I had an unbelievable Sunday and Monday that I'm going to tell you guys about in a little bit here. But it was just, you know, it's one of those days, 2 days you want to put in a bottle and never, ever, ever forget it. Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Hey, but remember to tell all of your friends to tune in and listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You could do it through our website at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the word podcast, hear the show. Or you can go to the ESPN Chicago app and click right on that. Click on a guy that looks like Chauncey, a couple years younger, and then you can, you know, listen to the show that way and many of our other shows. Or you can also subscribe for free and have it delivered to your phone or computer or whatever you like. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Also, remember to like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Okay? All those little tidbits of things you got to remember. Okay, let's talk about this week's show. On this week's show, we've got Jim Chelswig. Yeah, you know who that is. You've heard him many, many, many times on our program when he was working for the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Well, the man is a turkey phenomenon. Okay, teaching kids how to turkey hunt. Really great. Well, he took his 13-year-old grandson out turkey hunting for the first time at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Thorntonson Center. They have a kids turkey hunting program. Mark that in your books, everybody who's a turkey hunter, bringing the kids out to that. And he's going to talk about how we got him started and what went on that day and all kinds of neat stuff. And we'll hear about what he did out there. We'll find out if he shot a bird or not. We're not sure, but that's okay. And then my good buddy, Jason Johns. You remember Jason. We haven't had him on for almost, 6, 7 months, I think. He's from Boneyard Outfitters and Guide Service in Southern Illinois, right around Wren Lake area. He does Wren Lake, Kincaid, Carbondale. He does them all down there. But he is... You know, he's sending me more pictures of turkeys, crappie, catfish, bass, and morel mushrooms. I can't handle it. I said, you got to come on the show. I don't want to know. Come on the show. We'll talk about it. So lots of heavy-duty stuff from there, too. So we'll get into all of that with him. But and then after that, we're going to have our good buddy, my grandson, Aiden, with his fishing report on the final segment of the show. We'll hear what's going on in Western Michigan and see what he's been up to. I have no idea. He didn't call me this week. I just got an email that I'm going to open up during the program, so I'm reading it cold. Everybody remember that. Okay, but that's what's going to be today's show. Let's real talk about last week. On Sunday, I went out fishing with part of my medical team, Dr. Gross, and we caught hand-sized bluegills, largemouth bass in like 3.5 hours of fishing. We just had a perfect, sunny, nice and warm. The sun is warming your body, and the fish are just banging our minnows, our neon green light crawlers, our famous Johnsonville brats that we use for bait. We got to have the little cheddar cheese in them, you know. Get them. You got to nuke them for a little bit. Just a little square piece. Gets a nice and oozy. We're catching big hand bluegills on them and everything. It was great, great, great. And then we turned around, and what do we do? Oh, boy. I went out the next day and drove out, and what did I do? Shoot on Monday? Yep, you got it. I got a turkey. And so turkey by 7:10 in the morning with my buddy Danny Hayes, he got one too, and then boom, we got the bass and bluegills on Sunday morning. It just doesn't get better than that. Put it in a bottle and let's all smile, and I'll know to keep that in the bottle because you don't get days like that in a row. Tell you what, we're going to let you go. We got a whole lot more for you. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll be right back, everybody. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have a fine gentleman. As a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about him, you heard him millions and billions of times on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That's why I feel so old.
That's Jim Chelswick, everyone. Jim used to be my go-to man for the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, and he decided he wanted to enjoy some retirement and doing more and different things. But he did something about two weekends ago, with his 13-year-old grandson. Was that it?
Yep, 13.
Well, first of all, what's his name?
His name is Sebastian.
Sebastian. And pray tell, what did you do with Sebastian? Did you clean out the backyard? Did you pick up sticks? Did you, plant roses? What did you do with Sebastian?
Well, a few weeks back, I took him down to Silver Springs State Park so he could, for the first time, shoot a shotgun.
Oh.
And what did he shoot at, you ask?
And what did he shoot at?
Pretty pictures of turkeys.
Oh.
I wanted him to pattern the gun for the turkeys. And mm-hmm. he had a real good pattern, 40 yards. So I had a lot of confidence in him. Mm-hmm. When we went out to Torstenson Youth Conservation Education Center out near Pecatonica mm-hmm. for a youth turkey hunt sponsored by National Wild Turkey Federation and the Illinois Conservation Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a blast.
And this was his first hunt?
His first hunt ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had him fishing a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Had him out with the crappie professor.
Mm. Oh, did you?
Yeah, had him out on the pontoon boat.
Okay.
Yeah, caught about a 25-inch catfish. He had quite the experience there.
Okay, so his first time hunting, it's not bird hunting. I mean, it's not pheasant hunting. It's not duck hunting. It's not goose hunting. It's not. You take him out to the ultimate hunting, turkey hunting.
Yeah, I don't know if he's caught the disease for it yet. But
he will.
If he had shot a bird, mm-hmm. oh yeah, he'd be hooked.
Yeah, he will. Trust me, He'll get into it. He will get into it. Now, what did you do with him before you took him hunting? Did you go through gear with him? Did he have questions?
I played a CD of turkey calls, mm-hmm. so he knew what he'd be listening to.
Mm.
I didn't get him started doing any calling yet.
Okay.
And we were in a pop-up blind, so the appropriate camouflage is basic black. So that was easy. We didn't have to invest in a bunch of camo mm-hmm. or anything like that.
That's cool.
And the first day was sunny, beautiful, lovely day, and we did not hear a single thing. Not a peep.
You must have been turkey hunting with Mike Reynolds in the blind.
No, we at least would have heard him making some sort
That's
of
true. Noise. You would have heard him making noise.
And the property is, a lot of it's underwater. A lot of the sites, the blind sites they normally use are inaccessible because the Pecatonica River is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in bad shape. But we had a nice time in the blind. He gets bored really easily. So he napped. We did okay. We stuck it out. We were there till 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then back for lunch because they feed us. We stay in the log mansion that they have there,
mm-hmm.
and they feed us Friday night. Then Saturday breakfast, Saturday lunch, Saturday dinner, Sunday breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And so Saturday afternoon, we got the archery stuff out. He shot some arrows, and then I took him to the rifle range, and he put about 100 rounds through the .22.
Oh, that was fun.
He loved that. Yeah, we had a blast. We played bingo. That was a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he won I won first, and he said, I want a knife. One of the prizes was a knife, so I got him a knife.
Mm.
And then he won, I said, get the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got the book, and then we traded, and if his mother finds out we did that, I might be in trouble.
You might be in trouble.
It's a really sharp knife.
Well,
I told him, I said, you cut yourself, you won't know you cut yourself until you see the blood.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's exactly it. Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, he didn't hear any birds. I mean, you know, everybody, we're talking with Jim Chelswick here because, you know, he took his 13-year-old grandson hunting for the very first time, turkey hunting. And you know what? You always don't get harvest the thing you're trying to find. It, I mean, it's called hunting. It's called fishing. And
I warned him of that.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't hear one cluck, purr, beep, gaggle, or anything, right?
Until Sunday morning.
Oh.
When it was a beautiful sunrise. Saturday started really cold and then got nice and warm. Sunday started pretty warm, then it got cold, windy, and rainy.
Mm.
But that first part of the morning, like from about 5:50 till about 6:15,
mm-hmm.
we had at least six different birds gobbling.
No.
All around us. A couple were fairly close. Some of them were, obviously hundreds of yards away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's listening, and you could see him, I just heard one over here. He's in. I mean, he's locked on. He's tuned in. He's listening, keeping track of directions. And then there's one, he said, that one's getting closer. And I'd call, and nobody was answering me. There was one time I thought maybe a bird answered me, but for once, twice, yeah, now I know he's paying attention, but once could have been a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And the one was getting a little closer. Okay, look, this could be interesting. We never had the safety off on the gun, but I had it,
mm-hmm.
I had him ready. And about 6:15, it all went quiet. We never heard anything else, and then it rained a lot. And got cold and windy, and so I said, let's see if we can stick it out till 11, because if anybody was listening to me, sometimes they come back around mm-hmm. looking for you. But 10:30, he said, I'm done. I said, yeah, I'm done too. Let's go.
Mm. But he heard...
Nobody got birds over the weekend.
Well, okay, because, bad weather, rains, wind, cold. Yeah. You do it all. I mean, who knows? One time I was with Mike Reynolds early in my turkey hunting career, and we're standing over the field, and we're glassing the field in front of us, and we counted like 75 birds. And he's running video, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be unbelievable. Opening day is tomorrow. We're going to have opening day. Not a cluck, not a gobble, not a nothing.
How do they know?
I don't know. I don't know. But the two of us were like, what happened? You know, you can't lose 75 birds. And it was just this.
Oh, you and Reynolds can, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We did. We lost them. But, I mean, when he heard that first gobble or, you know, whatever he heard, his eyes must have lit up.
Yeah. He was wide awake at that point. No question. No question.
That's so cool.
Now, they did get to make box calls Saturday afternoon. We didn't bring it out to the blind.
Mm.
But he was playing with it Saturday afternoon, evening.
Mm-hmm.
And the calls they got him this year actually sounded pretty good. Little box calls. And I was impressed.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And this was
too.
Yeah, and this was all in conjunction with the Illinois Conservation Foundation, the National Wild Turkey Federation?
Correct. And it doesn't cost us a thing except for the license.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
Buy your own hunting license. That's like $10 for the youth apprentice hunter thing.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I mean, I would have loved to bet in that blind. You know, not to sound, you know, I don't care if I shot a bird with them or he shot. Yeah, I would have loved to see him shoot a bird, but it would have been so cool. You know, you're making the calls, and all of a sudden he hears somebody respond, and his neck snaps and his eyes get big. That's the picture I want.
Yeah, this was my sixth year out there.
Mm-hmm.
First 2 years. Got birds. Maybe the fourth year, kid missed. I had birds in, but he missed. So
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty happy with the fact that I've been able to get that many in at least. You know, 50%
mm-hmm.
so far. That's, you know, I'm happy with that. I was supposed to go out again for second season, but I had to cancel for some personal stuff.
Okay.
Because I told the guy that runs it. How many weekends do you need me? I can do three.
Mm. That is so cool. And once again, you know, your grandson, 13 years old, goes out there, experiences, except for you didn't get snow, thank gosh. You know, you didn't get snowed on. But you
had that one year, collapsed the blind.
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything on you. High water, wind, cold, just the uckiness of being in all of that. And then you had a great time in the lodge, and, you know, he had some good food. He won some prizes. And then he goes out the next day, couple of clucks, couple of purrs that you did. And all of a sudden somebody responds back and you see a 13-year-old go, "Say what?" I said, "Yeah, isn't that cool?"
And it was without having to look at any kind of a digital screen.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? That's so beautiful.
It sure is.
That's so beautiful. You just, you know, a little chit-chat, little talking back to the turkeys, you know. Once again, I've always explained to everybody, you're trying to sound like a hen saying to the tom turkeys, "Hey, boy, come on over here, talk to me. You know, let's come on over here. Come on, talk," you know, and,
Which goes exactly opposite of nature.
Yeah.
He gobbles to try and get you to come to him.
Mm-hmm. But it's the only critter that we actually try to harvest where you have a conversation with.
Yep.
And that's what makes it so cool. And I always, you know, to me, even that, you know, you got a response from a bird, it was a win.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't harvest one. That's okay. But you got a win with this bird coming closer and closer. And then it shut up like they all do.
That's turkey, yeah.
That's turkey. And it's okay to nap in a blind. I've napped in a lot of blinds. You could ask Mike.
Yes, have I. Yes. I do Sudoku puzzles to keep me awake.
Oh, do you?
And to pass the time when there's nothing happening.
Mm, that's cool.
And you've never seen somebody drop a book and a pencil as fast as I do when I hear a gobble right outside the blind.
Mm-hmm. Like,
get rid of this thing now.
Where is it? What's going on? What's happening? Well, you know, Jim, I want to say thank you for coming on the program this morning to talk about your grandson. What, you said Sebastian?
Sebastian.
Sebastian?
Sebastian James, I might add.
Oh, Sebastian James.
Yeah, I got the middle name out of it.
Well, that's good. When I asked my daughters if they were going to name any one of their kids Chauncey, you know what I got? Yeah, right, Dad. You know, yeah, right, Dad. But, you know, thank you for being a pretty cool grandpa, first of all. But thank you for taking that kid out and letting him touch nature. Because that's what he did. He touched nature in its most perfect setting in the great outdoors.
He did indeed.
Good job, my friend. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to let you go, my friend, and maybe we'll see you down the road somewhere turkey hunting in, you know, what is that, Winnebago County? Yeah.
It is, yeah. I sure as heck hope so.
I hope so, too. We got to get together. All right, my friend?
See you soon.
You too. Everybody, Jim Chelsvig, a very good friend of mine and somebody who's taught me a lot about turkey hunting and a lot more interesting things in the great outdoors. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want and, once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year.
Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to constellationenergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and yep, we take a little trip down Interstate 57, get off at exit 77, a little bit of heaven down there. You all know where I'm talking about, that Wren Lake area, but more important, I'm talking with Jason Johns from Boneyard Outfitters and Guide Service. Jason, I don't even want to ask how you're doing, because right now, what aren't you finding in the woods?
Well, you're right. Right now, everything's pretty much on fire down here. The crappies are shallow. They got their tuxedos on. We just found, I think last Sunday, we found 400 morels or more.
Hold on. My heart. 400? Four?
Yeah, it's easy. We didn't count them. There was just too many to count. We just laid them out and took a picture.
And ate them.
And ate a bunch of them. I delivered them to all my neighbors. It was great. Some guys from Dixon, Illinois took some home, too.
Good. Oh, my God. Several hundred morels, crappies. And don't tell me you've got 25-pound gobblers walking around.
We do have them. The turkeys are gobbling. Early in the month, they weren't cooperating super good, but now you can pretty much guarantee you're going to kill one.
I'm not complaining, because I harvested, I got a Jake this year. And,
saw that. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And, it was fun. We had a good time. They came in silent, but, you know, there's so much to do. And literally, how do you figure out what to do with, you know, your clients that you're guiding? I mean, are we going to go mushroom picking? Well, if you're going turkey hunting, you're going turkey hunting.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, there is just so many different things going on. And, I mean, you said these crappies are shallow. Haven't they moved deeper because of the water warming up or anything?
Well, so the water at Wren Lake's probably around 63 to 66, depending on where you're at. So, you know, crappie spawn around 60 degrees. They really moved up. I mean, they've been trying to move up for a while because we've had some goofy weather, but as you know, we've had some cold fronts too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, April can be back and forth, but right now our weather's been really consistent, 80s and 60s at night. So they're in full swing right now.
Okay. And one of the things, everybody, you know, Wren Lake is also the dam that created Wren Lake is, I don't know the technical term, but I'm going to call it's an open dam, meaning there's nothing holding back water from going over the dam. And
it's a fixed level spillway.
Thank you. I knew you would understand that.
a fixed level spillway. So, I mean, you can get a lot of water because it's got, what, two or three rivers and umpteen creeks that run into it. But, you know, that it, the water is going through and it will flood the shallows where those crappies will go up and into the brush. Is it now back in normal pool or what?
Well, so Rin Lake, you know, normal pool for Rin Lake is 405. But as you know, like you were just saying, normally we're fishing in the buck brush, and that really needs to be 408 to 410.
Mm.
But what it's actually doing is making it easier for people that don't like to fish the buck brush. Pretty much all you have to do is go fish shallow.
Mm.
And that's it.
Now, Rin Lake has a very unusual limit, right?
Yes. Well, it, yeah, it's an over-under limit. You can keep 10 fish apiece over 10 inches and 15 fish apiece under 10 inches.
So you can keep
for
10.
For a total of 25.
Right. So you can keep 10 over 10 inches. But the problem is a lot of times you're catching a lot of them over 10 inches and throwing them back.
Yes, it's a great problem to have.
Yes, I think it is. I think it's a marvelous problem to have. You know, oh, look at this one. Ooh, you know, how many are in a bucket? One, two, three. Okay, we got to let it go.
Yep, and it is kind of odd throwing 12-inch crappies back in the water, but it's, you know, like we just said, it's a weird problem to have to explain to people. I'm sorry, our lake has too many big fish in it. It's kind of weird.
And once again, but we're just talking crappies because a lot of people are looking for crappies for their freezers and fish the ease of fishing shallow water, whether you're on shore or from a boat or fishing one of the 300 fish cribs that, you know, are in the lake, etc. But it's also good for bass and catfish and stripers. Ooh. And...
It is funny you just mentioned that. Local bass tournament the other day. Pretty big field. I think it was 60, 80 boats. Took 27 pounds in a 5-fish limit for first place.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's 5 pounds apiece, buddy.
that's Alabama weights.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. With the water level being where it is, and the mm-hmm. and the water isn't all the way in the bushes, the fish are out in front of the bushes where you can get to them this year.
Yeah.
And it's setting up. It's showing people what Rin Lake has really got in it for largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
And over 19 pounds didn't even get a check.
Wow.
And that's a 4-pound average.
That just shows you what else is there that, you know, when everybody else is chasing crappies, guys, there's other things here that you can be fishing for. You know, catch your limit of crappies and go bass fishing.
You can do that, and you were mentioning, too, catfish. Rin Lake may be one of the most amazing catfish lakes anywhere around here.
Mm-hmm. I love fishing those cats down there because, you know, you got the rod in the boat or on shore, and you see the little tick, tick, tick on the tip. You pick up the rod, and you hold it, and you go, yeah, it's a cat. That cat's messing with it. It's going to run with it a little bit. It's moving with the bait, and you can feel it, and go, okay, one, two. And when you set the hook, you rear back to set the hook, and all of a sudden you find yourself bent forward over because the fish just set you.
They get quite angry, yes.
That is so cool. But once again, like I said, you know, Jason, we're talking with Jason Johns, everybody, my friend from, you know, Boneyard Outfitters and Guide Service down there in Rin Lake area. And you need to check him out. You need to go online, you know, go to his website. Also, he'll give us his phone number here, too. By the way, what is your phone number? Do you want people to call?
618-927-3432.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, too, you can also find us on Facebook. It's Boneyard Outfitters Fishing and Lodge.
Okay.
And I post a lot of pictures and try to keep everybody up to date mm-hmm. with what's going on down here. And we do have some openings, especially through the week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you do. Now, the other thing is, obviously, people know that I like to hunt turkeys because, you know, as Dr. Patel told me, after I taught him about turkey hunting, he said that turkey hunting is crack cocaine with feathers.
That's a good way to put it. I've never heard that.
He says, because I told him, I said, it's addictive, doctor. And he goes, yeah, okay. And I go, no, I'm telling you, it's addictive. And yeah, after his first time out by himself, it's crack cocaine with feathers. And that's just from a psychiatrist. So I have to give him the credit on that. But he, when I was out, not he, but when I was out turkey hunting, there was a lot of calls still in the morning. A lot of our farmland up north is literally flooded.
Right.
Or mud.
Yeah, we haven't got the rain you guys have got for sure.
Well, you could take as much as you want.
Well, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah. And so we had a couple of birds come in. We had three came in like, I said, they look like, a bunch of thugs, these three turkeys. They were bumping into each other, and they even ignored, and they went right to the hen decoy. And I'm like, what's going on here, But down at Wren Lake, those birds, you're in your middle, I think your second week this week, or might be coming into the third week of the season down there. And they're still going to be quite gobbling. They're going to still be running around, right?
Right. Well, to me, the third to fourth season down here, the third or fourth season down here to me is some of our most coveted. It's where you're talking about all the activities you can do. Plus, a lot of the early season where you get the inconsistent weather and you get, the turkeys were quiet this morning. It was cold. They didn't want to gobble you get a lot more consistent weather. And like you said, you get a lot more talking, a lot more interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we all like turkey hunting, because it's up close, personal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right in your face. And, like you said, that's why he calls it crack.
crack cocaine with feathers.
That's right.
Hey, back to the lodge. You said, guide service and lodge. You have a place where people can stay, correct?
I do. We are actually in the process of constructing a new lodge. Hopefully we get started on that in like May or June.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we've got two campers, and I've got five full hookup camper sites.
Oh, okay.
So even if someone wanted to pull a camper down, they want a full hookup site, you're like, we don't want to stay at Wren Lake, or mm-hmm. we can't find them. A lot of times a full hookup site at Wren Lake has been booked since forever.
Yes.
So
yeah, I know.
We can do that too.
Yeah, well, that I didn't realize that you had that too, and that works great for a lot of people. And one of the things, just for an example, this past week I was in, 38 degree weather going out to the blind to turkey hunt, and down in Wren Lake, Southern Illinois area where Jason is, your weather was probably started out in the 50s.
Yes, started out in the 60s, picking ticks off of you.
Yeah, but man, when you see that 25-pound bird go, tuck, 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 walking in front of you, you just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's the deal. That's the stuff right there.
You can see the glaze over my eyes, can't you, Jason?
Oh, yeah. The eyes roll back in your head. You're like, oh, man, it's getting ready to happen. Your heart starts pounding. You can get them close enough. You can hear the spitting, the drumming. It's You're right. It's pretty amazing.
But I think that's one of the neat things about going down by you is that you have the ability to be in, a little bit warmer than we are up here.
Yes.
The crappies are still running shallow, or in some of our lakes, they're starting to move a little deeper. Why? I don't know, because the water's not that warm, folks, but they're moving.
Yeah, the crappies, they do that. When you get cold fronts and stuff, it'll shove them back off. And even the black crappie and the white crappie, they both move up at different temperatures usually.
Mm.
And that's why we have, we got Lake Egypt down here too, which has been on fire too.
Oh, that's right, because it's not just Wren Lake. You got Lake of Egypt, Crab Orchard, and Wren, right?
And Kincaid.
And Kincaid, yes. And you're ever on Kincaid, you think you're in the Wisconsin Dells, everybody.
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous. You are correct. We got there too.
Yeah. So, there's muskies there, too, and I'm thinking, forgot about that. So
Big muskies.
Fish with teeth. So, Jason, once again, Boneyard Outfitters and Guide Service and Lodge. Your phone number is 618-927-3432 is his number. I'll repeat that. 618-927-3432. 3432. Give them a call. Say, hey, Chauncey told me to give you a buzz. I want to set something up. And get down there, do some crappie fishing, do some bass fishing, do some cat. And oh, my God. You get some of those catfish fillets are to die for out of Leonard.
Well, and during the crappie spawn, it's always a good bonus. We catch catfish every day, too, on accident.
And you know what? You're not using a lot of live bait down there. You're fishing plastics, aren't you?
We fish a lot of plastics, but as the water warms up, you definitely there will be a big old cooler full of minnows in my boat every day, too.
Every day? Cool.
Every day.
Well, Jason, I want to thank you for coming on the program and talking to us about one of my love places to go, Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, thank you very much, too. We do appreciate it, and we appreciate all the good folks from up north that come down, too.
That's right. All right, to everyone, it's Jason Johns, everybody. Hopefully, we'll hear from him again soon, and tell us how much fun I should be going down south and chasing everything in the great outdoors. All right, Jace?
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year.
Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, 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 trolling.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed the program so far. It was so cool talking to Jim Chelsvig about his 13-year-old grandson, and when that turkey first gobbled and his eyes just lit up. Oh, I wish I could have a picture of that. Oh, that's so cool. And, well, my good buddy Jason Johns, I'm not sure if I want to love him or kill him. you know, a couple hundred morels, turkeys, crappies in the 10, 12-inch class, largemouth bass, catfish. Oh, my gosh, I can't stand it. I'm going to have to call Jason Johns at Boneyard Guide Service and Outfitters and get down there and have some fun. It's just too good to be true. Okay, let's go over a couple of things before I get the aid and fishing report. First of all, the Illinois Youth Turkey Hunter Harvest. Jim didn't know the numbers, but I found them out. There were 2,006 birds during the harvest, which broke last year's record, which is like 1,700 and some birds. But that's pretty cool. That's a good number. And this year's season was March 30th and 31st and April 6th and 7th. And the kids had a great time. They just had the top five counties were Randolph, 71, Fayette, 66, Jefferson, 63, Marion, 62, Pike, 54. That's not bad at all. So I want to congratulate all those young hunters who had the first time of their life they will never, ever forget. And speaking of turkey hunting, if you're a turkey hunter and stuff like that, please be careful in the field. Turkey hunting, camouflage is very important. And the camouflage I use, nobody sees me. I look like a bush. Actually, I look like Chewbacca. But please, when you're out there, you have to be careful. Don't wear the wrong colors. Don't have red, white, or blues. Not for you, but those are the colors that some people will see on a turkey, and they'll maybe shoot in that direction. While we've never had that problem happen in a few years, thankfully, it's just safety items you need to be aware of. If you see a blind, give it 150 yards. Don't go, and you know, glass an area if you're in a public hunting area, even a private hunting area, because you don't know if somebody else is out there. Please, please, please be careful, okay? Next week is National Volunteer Week. I want to thank all the volunteers who help in the great outdoors and who help at hospitals and food kitchens and prepare people and do work with the elderly, do work with the people with drug problems, and more and more and more, help out the Salvation Army. I have a long list of groups and organizations, and the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scout programs.
thank you for all the volunteer work you do for National Volunteer Week next week. Okay, let's talk about Aiden, my buddy Aiden. This report is brought to you by, of course, Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give him a call, 708-798-9700, and say, hey, thanks for sponsoring Chauncey's Great Outdoors and the Aiden Fishing Report. Papa, we had a big deck put on our house last week, so Dad and Mom and me and Sis had to stick around. I didn't go fishing, but Uncle Tom, oh, my buddy, okay, went to the Detroit River and said walleye, we were spanking the walleye. That's exactly what it was. They were spanking the walleye on the Detroit River. Limit catches, big fish, some of the best fishing he's ever had, and the water was a little stained, he said, but they still caught fish. Then they went to Lake Erie, and walleye were not too far out from Sterling State Park rock wall in about 17 feet of water. Very excited about that. My friend Allison, her dad and her mom went out to St. Joe River and reported decent catches of coho spread out from 20 to past 100 feet of water. That's not that far out on that side of the lake, everybody. Don't worry. They also caught a few brown trout and a king salmon were caught. Pier anglers caught a few brown trout, they said, but fishing was slow for the pier boys. Well, we understand that. That's okay. Let's see what else we got going on. Once again, the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by who else? Our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills. Remember, there's still some trout swimming around. Green Lake on the south side had some really big rainbow stocked. I was pretty impressed by the pictures down there. But Axehead, Blue, Green, and Horsetail, Sag Quarry East, Wolf Lake at the William Powers Conservation Area, DuPage, Grove, Pickerel, and Silver, Kankakee Bird Park Quarry, Rock Quarry, and Kankakee River State Park, Big Lake and Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area in Kendall County. That's a fun place to go. Sand Lake at Illinois Beach State Park, and then you go across the border, go to the Brat Stop. McHenry County, Lake Atwood and Pickasaw Creek, and in Will County, Lake Milliken, and the Splaine State Fish and Wildlife Area. Cool. Smelt fishing, let's not get excited. The only place I'm hearing about smelt is around the Ashland, Wisconsin area. And they differ. You basically walk into Lake Michigan with chest waders and use a dip net in your hands, a long-handled dip net, yeah. And that's how they're getting them up that way. They don't do what we do in Chicago. A couple other things here. My buddy Ken Husker O'Malley says that Chaunce, we're doing pretty good. We still got a couple warm days, and those fish got crazy. Some of the larger female bass are moving up shorter to spawn. I like seeing all that activity. Can't go wrong any place like that. Chain of Lakes is open now, but don't go crazy. Try to stay in the little shallower waters on sun-drenched north sides of the lake. That's a very important thing to remember. Braidwood Lake's going. Don't forget, sign up for the Fish for a Cure. You heard me talk about it on the program. Listen to the podcast and get the telephone number and the website, my email address, and I'll send you the forms to sign up. Braidwood, Heideke, and LaSalle all open at 6 a.m. Remember that. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show, and I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from our friends in the Hopi Nation. That's right, this one's from them. It says, "The rainbow is a sign from the Creator who is in all things." The rainbow is a sign from the Creator who is in all things. How very true. We don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish. We catch turkeys, we're chasing, and everything else. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.